Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling that mental mess we call brain fog. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, reacting instead of truly living? Like you're on autopilot and missing out on the juicy details of your own experience? Yeah, I get it. We're bombarded with information, distractions, and expectations every single day, making it easy to lose touch with ourselves. But guess what? There's a superpower we all possess that can help us navigate this chaos, self-awareness. And trust me, it's not about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about taking small steps, like those little journal entries that can unlock a whole new level of understanding about who you are and what truly matters. Today, we're diving deep into the world of journaling and reflection, two powerful tools that can act like mental magnifying glasses, helping us see ourselves more clearly. Think of it as this. Your journal is your safe space, your confidential confidant, where you can lay bare your thoughts, feelings, dreams, and even those messy anxieties without judgment. So, what are the five golden nuggets you'll walk away with from today's episode? Number one, journaling isn't just for poets or aspiring novelists. It's for everyone. It doesn't have to be Shakespearean prose. Just jot down whatever comes to mind. Free-flowing thoughts. A random observation about your morning coffee. A fleeting emotion. It all counts. Number two. Think of your journal as your personal coach. It helps you track patterns in your behavior, identify triggers for stress or negativity, and even celebrate those small wins that often get overlooked. Imagine being able to pinpoint what sets you off, what brings you joy, and how your actions influence your feelings. Powerful stuff, right? Number three, reflection isn't just about looking back. It's about using the past to shape your future. By revisiting those journal entries, you can gain insights into your decisions, learn from your mistakes, because we all make them, Doc, and cultivate a deeper understanding of what truly drives you. Number four, journaling can be a game changer for managing stress and anxiety. Putting those swirling thoughts on paper can help calm the mental storm and give you a sense of control. Think of it like this. If your mind is a cluttered room, journaling is like tidying up and creating space for clarity. And finally, number five. Consistency is key. Don't get hung up on writing every single day. Start small, maybe 5-10 minutes, just to get the ball rolling. The more you engage in this practice, the more natural it becomes, and the richer your self-awareness journey will be. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture Sarah, a young professional who constantly felt overwhelmed and stressed. Her days were a blur of meetings, deadlines, and endless emails. She felt disconnected from herself and her passions. One day, she decided to try journaling, starting with just 5 minutes before bed. At first, it was just random thoughts and worries spilling onto the page. But slowly, things changed. She started noticing patterns in her stress triggers, certain clients, specific tasks, even the way she approached her morning coffee. Armed with this newfound self-awareness, Sarah made changes. She set boundaries, delegated tasks, and carved out time for activities that brought her joy. The result? A calmer, more focused Sarah, who felt a renewed sense of purpose and control. See? Journaling and reflection aren't just abstract concepts. They're tangible tools that can transform your life. They empower you to become the captain of your own ship, guiding yourself towards a brighter, more fulfilling future. So, what are you waiting for? Grab that notebook or open that digital document and start exploring the depths of your own being. You might be surprised by what you discover. Remember, taking control of your mental well-being is a journey, not a destination. Every small step counts. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from this self-awareness boost. And don't forget to join our community online. We're all in this brain fog detox together. Until next time, keep shining bright and stay curious.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.